Hi guys, welcome back to The Life of a Teenage Girl. In this episode, we're going to talk about the middle school to high school transition, part 2. So, if you've been following my previous episodes, you might know that I was an 8th grader, which I am now transferring to a different high school and becoming a newbie freshman. So, I would say that I'm actually a little bit nervous of going to a different school, since I've been at the same school for the past 3 years, and I've kind of grown habit of doing things there and whatnot. But this new school, it's going to be a whole nother different roller coaster ride. And it's just going to be very difficult to fit into the sophomores and juniors and seniors, because they've already been there for at least a year. And 2 years or 3 years, just, they have a lot more experience than I do coming into this high school. So, something that I'm doing to make me feel better about going into high school is attending an 8th to 9th grade transition class at a different high school. And I wouldn't say it's exactly a transition class. It is a pre-AP class that I'm doing for biology and ACT prep, which I know it's not going to come until junior year, but you might as well get ready and get a head start before all the other kids blast into it and you'll be ahead of them. And in this, what I should say, summer school, this summer school, we are surrounded by pretty mean high schoolers, because this is summer school, not an actual school where things are more organized and people are used to each other. So, yeah. So, in the summer school, there's 2 different classes, which I've already said before, pre-AP biology and ACT prep. And these classes are very, very, very long. I mean, one class is from 7:30 to around 10:22. So that's about 3 hours of class, which normally would, one class in regular school would be an hour and 30 minutes only. And that, you lose your focus in 3 hours of trying to do work and being on task. I mean, don't get me wrong, the classes are actually funner than regular school, but you do lose your focus, and high school, summer school is much more different than middle school summer school. Another thing that I'm doing, get ready for high school, is, well, my new high school does require freshmen and every other student going to that high school to complete a math packet. And it's a pretty big packet. And I don't really want to complete it, but you gotta do what you gotta do. And they also require you to read a book for summer. And I wouldn't say that's actually a buttload of work, but it's just, I don't want to do it. And I think they require you to turn in on the first day of school, but we shall see. I mean, I'll still do the work, because just in case. So, yeah. There's not much else to be said about the transition. But, oh, also, during the end of summer, which I know that you guys do not want to think about, because I don't want to think about it either, I'm gonna go buy school supplies. So this year, for school, my plans are to get organized. Because last year, I was sort of organized, not really organized. I started drifting off a lot at the end of the year, because it's the end of the year, and nobody gives a crap about anything. And I just started drifting off into the distance of unproductiveness, if that even is a word. Unproductiveness? Yeah, okay. And when I'm going to buy school supplies this year, good quality school supplies, that'll help me a lot, because I'm going to get binders and notebooks for each subject, or at least try. And I found this new way of taking notes and whatnot, so that will be really helpful. Getting organized is key, because a wise man once said, if you plan to fail, you... I got that wrong. If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. Apparently, I am not that wise man, because I got the saying wrong. But that quote does make sense a lot, because if you do fail to plan, if you fail to organize and do stuff that actually matters, you're going to fail. You're not going to succeed in any classes that you go into. So that's wise words from an unknown man. I don't know, I heard it somewhere. And yeah. Also, another thing in high school that I'm excited for, I won't say excited, but I can't wait to do, which is also means excited, but I want to get involved with some clubs, because that might help me when I go to college, because extracurricular activities and whatnot. If you hear a crinkle noise, that is me doing laundry, because I haven't done it in a while. But yeah, forget what I just said. So, clubs. At my school, they have a bunch of different clubs. French club, aquarium club, GSA, which stands for Gay Straight Alliance, debate club, math club, Spanish club, bunch of clubs, you know, you get it. And I think the rules for the clubs is that you just have to sign up. You can do as many as you want, as long as it doesn't interfere with same club times. So, like, if you're taking a club on Tuesday at 4, you can't have a club that's on Tuesday at 5 or 4:30 or something like that, because it interferes with other club time. And I'm looking at the French club and math club, possibly debate club and aquarium club. Only reason why I'm doing aquarium club. So okay, let me explain the aquarium club. Aquarium club is, at least, the high school does have a giant aquarium. Not giant, but a big aquarium in the hallway. So aquarium club is that you have to maintain the tank and whatnot. And then the reason why I want to go is because there is a trip to Peru if you join the club, which I don't understand, because it's just cleaning tanks, but I'm not complaining. And then another club that I wanted to take was, I think I haven't said this before, but math club, because I did math club in middle school and I thought it was fun, because there are math tournaments and whatnot. But okay, math club is not just for nerds. I mean, you can get some scholarships with math club, and it's pretty darn good. And so the reason why I chose this high school all I'm gonna say, we should make up a name for this high school, because I'm not gonna say the actual name. I do want to keep my school private from the internet world, because the internet is a weird yet wonderful place and possibly dangerous place. But I'm going to keep that confidential because I want to, and if you guys pressure me into doing it, I'm still not gonna do it. Still not gonna tell you, at least. So, what was I talking about? Reason why I chose this school is because it is the top school in my state. I do live in the United States, FYI. It is the top school in the States, and top 20 schools in the United States, in the U.S. So, that is also good, but when I went to open house at the middle of my 8th grade year, I went to the open house at the high school, they did say something about a $44 million scholarship for all the seniors that year, and that piqued my interest, because scholarships are good, because free money, if you know what I'm saying. And considering that there are around 70 seniors, $44 million scholarship seems really good, because that's over $200,000 per student for scholarships. I mean, obviously all students will get different ranges of scholarships. Some might get $5,000, while some might get a full ride, because just depends on their academic level and how much work they actually do. So, yeah, that is basically why I chose it. And that is all I'm going to talk about today. Thank you so much for listening. See ya!